Good morning, friends around the world. As we continue for the next several meditations, I'm going to be sharing with you ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we're close to and those we love. These meditations will be organized in six categories that will speak of ways we separate and divide from one another, building walls, or ways that we join and draw us closer to one another, building bridges. Let's begin with our fifth meditation in this first category, communication. The tools I've offered you so far are 1, we don't interrupt. 2, we learned about dualism and non-dualism. 3, no idea or opinion is on trial. 4, the 1881 perspective. And today, we're going to consider how body language can either build walls or bridges in our relationships. You know, many years ago, I was a chaplain for Martin County's Juvenile Offenders Training Camp in Stuart, Florida. The JOTC was a boot camp for young men between the ages of 14 and 18 who had trouble with the law on several different occasions, and they were sent to this camp with the idea to break them and then build them back up through rigorous physical and psychological training. As the chaplain, one of my responsibilities was to teach the boys the concept of cognitive behavior, thinking-based behavior. One day in class, I introduced the topic of body language. As I was speaking to them, I noticed the body language of one of the young men was screaming. So I went over to him and I said, "Mr. Jones, your body language is telling me you're uncomfortable with what I'm saying." He was a brilliant student. And he said to me, "Jappy, that body language is a bunch of psychobabble. What you say is what really matters." I smiled at him and got very close to him, even violating his personal space. Standing over him and looking down, I asked, "How do you feel right now?" I think he got the message, and needless to say, body language is indeed an important part of building healthy and happy relationships. Let's take a look at how we can use body language to build bridges in those relationships with those we're close to and those we love. We all use body language and we've all learned to interpret it at a very young age. But there is a difference between the way I use and interpret body language and those who have not been exposed to this sort of teaching. You see, most of us use and interpret body language at a subconscious level. Others, like myself, practice it consciously and intentionally, and we use it to build bridges in our relationships. One day, Trish came home from work, walked in the front door without saying anything to me, and went directly to the kitchen sink. I walked up to her, put my arm around her waist, and asked, "Are you okay?" She responded, "I'm fine." I got between her and the sink, put my hand on the tip of her chin, smiled and said, "Tell your face." She started crying. One of her patients that she had been seeing for many, many years was killed. We spent the rest of the night talking about this anonymous patient who she dearly loved. Now, this is not an extraordinary act. Many of you would have done the same thing. But her body language was speaking louder than her words. I used it as an opportunity to build a bridge and draw closer to my beloved. In this meditation, I'd like us to consider how we can become more intentional about interpreting the body language of others and then acting on it to build that bridge. The second part of the meditation is about using our own body language to build those bridges. Consider this, our own body language that builds walls. We're rigid and confrontational. We don't indicate that we're listening. We may violate the other person's space. We turn away while the other person is talking. Our own body language that builds bridges. Our body language is relaxed and non-confrontational. We make eye contact. We nod our head yes. We come alongside the other person. In closing this teaching part of our meditation, please consider this.
Develop an eye
for body language. Do it consciously. And as you observe the body language of others, as you interpret body language,
think about what it's saying.